Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Mottley urges closer regional collaboration in the fight against crime. The Road Safety Association worried about the number of road fatalities and condemns hit-and-run accidents. The Council for the Disabled appeals for the surrender of the driver who killed a deaf man in a hit-and-run. And U.S. President Joe Biden commutes nearly 1,500 sentences in the largest single-day act of clemency. With the details, I'm Barry Wilkinson. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley calls for greater collaboration among the 17 countries that have signed the Barbados Declaration to tackle the disruptive nature of crime in the region. Speaking at the Regional Security and Justice Summit at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre this morning, Ms. Motley stressed that the region could lose the fight against criminality if societies do not work together.
It is not only in the battle against poverty that the 4 out of 5 must rise. It is in the maintenance of peace and in the wrestling to the ground of crime that those who are law-abiding citizens must now see as their responsibility to work with the agencies and entities who may treat to this as a frontline responsibility. If we do not resolve to ensure that we can work together as societies and as regional alliances, we will not make this journey together successfully.
She urged countries not to allow crime to distract their efforts in dealing with other issues.
There must be a determined effort day by day by day by day to ensure that crime and violence do not disrupt our societies and do not dislocate or distract from the very other difficult issues that we face in bringing development to our people. We have agreed, for example, that there are aspects of this multidisciplinary fight that must be treated at the regional level and the hemispheric level.
Prime Minister Barbados, Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Road Safety Association voices concern over the number of road fatalities this year and condemns the incidents of hit-and-run accidents in the country. President of the association, Roland Lowe, urges motorists to be vigilant and cautious, stating that the number of road fatalities for the year is simply too high. His appeal follows the death of 64-year-old Cedric Beckles yesterday in a hit-and-run accident.
The number is troubling. We are hoping to see the number of fatalities come down significantly. And we're still asking members of the motoring public and all road users to assess due care and attention and to be cautious. And we listened to the hit-and-run incident that we had yesterday. He was representing the more advanced age in the society, and also he was a member of the disabled community, as I was informed. So that would place him in the category of one of the more vulnerable groups on our roads. In relation to that, other persons who are using the roads have a duty to look out for the persons who are more vulnerable. You have a greater responsibility to those persons, so you're asking the motoring public to just be considerate of other persons who are using the roads and those persons who are more in a more vulnerable position than them.
He condemns the act of hit-and-run accidents.
The idea of hit-and-run, it seems counter to the Barbadian culture. We are seen as some of the most friendly people in the world, and our societies, we care for each other generally. So if you're involved in such an accident, the idea of just leaving the scene, not paying attention or caring about how that person is or what state they're in, that seems counter to the Bajan culture. We're not like that. Such treatment for a member of your family, so we are imploring you. Things happen. That's why we refer to them as accidents. We don't believe that these things are done intentionally. When something like this happens, you stop and you check on the person and ensure you get medical attention for that person and contact the police. If you explain yourself, then the law is based on reasonableness.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. In a related story, the Barbados Council for the Disabled is appealing for the driver who killed a deaf man in a hit-and-run to surrender to the police. President of the Council, Patricia Padmore Blackman, extends condolences to the family of Mr. Beckles.
and especially now coming on the heels of the International Day for Persons with Disabilities. This is an unfortunate situation. And we would ask that those persons who would have been responsible for the death of a loved one who will be missed terribly at this time, we would ask you to surrender and don't hide behind the fact that you may be scared, but let's face up to our responsibilities.
She emphasizes that more needs to be done to protect the members of the disabled community and is calling on government to implement measures with urgency.
I know that you are making a gallant effort in improving the lives of people with disabilities with the recent bill, which should be laid in Parliament, I would say, within the new year. But at the moment, we are losing our loved ones. And hence, we would ask that certain measures be put in place that we wouldn't have to feel the pain as we are feeling here now. So please assist us with regards to the safety of persons on the road, especially persons with disabilities who are so vulnerable.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman, in the Lunchtime Edition. A local activist believes that government's red tape is slowing the implementation of programs to assist this country's at-risk youth. Kevin Sluggidan Watson, who also works with the National Peace Program, stresses that the state of bureaucracy is not peculiar to the current administration, but is a feature of state activities across the world. He says while he's not faulting the government for the procedures that have to be followed, he also believes speed and flexibility are needed in order to be able to execute programs in a timely and sustained manner. He was speaking as Wesley Hall Primary School made a presentation of gift baskets to BIM Got Talent charity.
That is where I would say understand the criticism, you know what I mean? You need speed. And when you're dealing with the youth on the street, you can't take 3 months to approve a program and bring it out. Down lost to youth already on the road, as you know. If you're doing something, it got to be sustainable. It got to be something that you're able to go on forever. So you got to be saying, if it started, you know, for 12 weeks, you know what I mean? And it done this week, in a week or two, you're able to start back. Not it done it now, in 12 weeks. And then again, take another 12 weeks to start back. You can't see every nation like that. That's one. That the government say, how we could get better.
Meantime, Mr. Watson emphasizes that government cannot solve the crime problem on its own, but needs the support of and involvement of the entire country.
Cannot cure crime, cannot prevent crime, cannot build our community depending upon government. It won't work nowhere in the world, nowhere in the world, and never seen it work. You need to educate and empower the youth. And if the youth ain't who get educated and empower, it ain't gonna change, you know what I mean? It can't change by me and you in the office saying down, or me and you on the board or committee and making decisions. But the person who out there doing the crime ain't feeling he's part of the solution. Even if we being deceptive, and I can say this openly, we gotta make the youth feel that them is a part of the solution.
Community activist Kevin Sluggidan Watson. U.S. President Joe Biden has commuted nearly 1,500 prison sentences and pardoned 39 people in what the White House has described as the largest act of clemency in a single day in the country's modern history. In a statement, President Biden said he chose to pardon 39 people who have shown successful rehabilitation, as well as a commitment to the making of their community stronger and safer. The White House said the commission were for people who were placed on home confinement while the COVID-19 pandemic. Today's announcement came less than 2 weeks after Biden pardoned his son Hunter for firearms and tax convictions after pledging that he wouldn't do so. Our top stories. Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Motley urges closer regional collaboration in the fight against crime. The Road Safety Association worried about the number of road fatalities and condemns hit-and-run accidents. The Council for the Disabled appeals for the surrender of the driver who killed a deaf man in a hit and run, and U.S. President Joe Biden commutes nearly 1,500 sentences in the largest single-day act of clemency. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, produced by Chantel Ligor Gibson. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.